The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Peace, family. It's 19 Keys with the 19 Keys podcast. You're listening to a high-level conversation. Tap in. All right, a word from one of our sponsors. Make sure you tap into Goldwater Products. After you come listen to the information, you're going to need your memory stimulated so you can download everything in that prefrontal cortex. You want to make sure that hippocampus area of your brain that regulates mood, memory, and learning is fully functional and tapped in. Therefore, you want to tap into Goldwater. They have Smart Moss, Sports Moss, Vitamin C Moss, Colloidal Silver. They have just about everything that you, your child, and your whole entire family needs to stimulate your brain and your body and to make sure that your immune system is functioning. Before you tap into this great high-level conversation, listen to this song by Tezu Kulando called Goldwater. Peace, family. It's 19 Keys. I'm coming in hot with this podcast. We're going over cell phone, radiation. We're going over the chicken wars. We're going over the lack of vision. We're going over collaboration, the beauty of seeing women work together and why men can't work together and what is the solution. I also talk about some of my products like the crowns and gold water. And I hope you love this episode. Please leave some feedback. I can't wait to tap in. I appreciate you. Once again, enjoy. 19 Keys Electrical Thought Patterns and Conversations, and here we give you electrical information and truth to enlighten your mind and charge you up. All right, so let's get into this report. So there's commentary about what's been happening lately is that the cell phone companies have been lying the whole entire time. They're over five times higher than the allotted exposure rates that is legally allowed, and even the legally allowed and submitted rates are old rates that haven't been updated. They haven't been updated since cell phones were big blocks and was usually only used by businessmen, military, you know what I mean, and international calls. And these calls were usually only being held for 6 minutes at a time. And so that's when the FCC first put these regulations in. Over that time, cell phones that cost about $2,000, you know what I'm saying, and the inflation price of that cell phone would be about $3,200 of now. Which is basically saying that the average person, this was in 1996, can actually afford to actually have a phone. And so this was limits that were put on something that only a certain percentage of the planet Earth can actually own. Cheaper cell phones, we already know, starts to create risk because capitalists start to set in, and especially the monopolies that they have over it. The FCC is not setting new limits. So you're giving your children's cell phone, you have a cell phone, I have a cell phone, we're all utilizing some technology of cell phone usage right now. And that usage is actually leaking out radiation that you are receiving on the daily. Now, most people don't understand because we only import and size information for our short term. But what does that mean, right? What does it mean that you have a cell phone that's constantly leaking radiation? Imagine if you had a small microphone in your pocket and that microphone, that microwave rather, is always on, always on. That's the equivalent of having a cell phone in your pocket. And, you know, they say microwaves are not lethal, but would you want one on your body at all times? I absolutely think not. And we also have to understand that most cell phones are only meters away from our skin and like right next to our skin. And we usually keep one, you know, 1 inch away from our bodies at all times throughout the entire day. I'm going to get into the stones and the absorption and things of that nature and something that we're doing over here at Crowns 19, you know what I mean, and the whole 19 Keys brand to help with some of these different things. So we're essentially 70 to 90% water. Now, what does that have to do with anything? Well, water traps frequency. So the water in your body can become radiated with the frequency of the cell phone radiation that's leaked consistently through overusage all of the time. And we're constantly carrying this around next to our bodies all day. People in the 90s, of course, used to have the big phones, you know what I mean, in the early 2000s, and they used to be right up on your face at all times. And sometimes we do that as well if we don't have headphones. And these headphones can actually leak radiation as well by being right here in your ears. So all of it is dangerous. So these are higher than allotted rates by the FCC. It's constantly going to your body. Now, we're not even talking about 5G. 5G is a whole nother monster and whole nother ball game. But see, what I'm also setting you all to understand is that although this report just came out, and this probably should have been one of the biggest reports that should have took over the news, but what did take over the news? Another distraction. The chicken hysteria, right? These over-radiated chickens in the first place, steroid-given chickens, instead of you all understanding what's happening in reality. You have pedophile rings being exposed. You have rainforests all across the world, not even just in the Amazon, being on, that are on fire. And you have these cell phone companies that are leaking all this radiation. And then you have China that's also just released a 60-page white paper, you know what I mean, about the state of the international affairs with the trade wars that they're having, right, and the issues that they're having with Donald Trump. And they're trying to facilitate a better way that things can go. So it's like there's a lot that's actually going on that's taking place consistently right under your nose because they ain't got you, you ain't got your mind up. So let me go into this a little more. It says, it's astonishing that the FCC chairman, Ajit Pai, leading an agency with no expertise in health, recently declared that the current limits for exposure to cell phone wireless radiation do not need to be updated. This breezily offered press statement shows a reckless disregard for science, ignores the ever-growing volume of independent scientific research, indicating the serious risk of harm to the environment and public health, and also ignores the Chicago Tribune independent test results. So it took an independent, it didn't even took the FCC to figure this out. It took an independent news source to go actually do a test on these cell phone companies that billions of people, or millions of people rather, across the planet and in the United States specifically are using every single day, but you're telling me that there's no field test results and there's no update standard since 1996, and cell phone companies have grown abundantly since then, probably times 10 since then, and the type of technology that we utilize is times 10 in our household, from Siri to different lights to all of these different things that cross intersect with Wi-Fi and the internet of things that's constantly communicating and sending signals all around us. We live in buildings to where they're retrofitted with all of this technology and there's never been any updates. So this is a huge problem, and the reason why there's probably hasn't been a super probe into it, because when you start to probe into it, then you find out that, oh, wait a minute, this could be responsible for cancers. This could be responsible for headaches. This could be responsible for lack of sleep. This could be responsible for tumors. This could be responsible for a myriad of different health effects, fecundity, the lack of sperm production. This could be responsible for hormone imbalances and many other different things that could exist. But what does this say about the children specifically? So children specifically, growing up between the ages of 1 to 7, you're talking about a child brain that hasn't formed yet. They're in a different stage of frequency within their mind that's still forming. So there's an interruption within that frequency. Could that affect the child's ability to focus for the rest of their life? You know? So it's like, we do not need to wait for a report that comes out, because these same people that's supposed to report it haven't even made laws about the exposure in the first place. So there's nothing to report when it's all legal, right? But then when an independent researcher like the Chicago Tribune go and search all of the cell phones, they found out that they're even over the allotted legal limit from the 1996 law that was enacted. So not only did the babies, but we have a problem with focus, period, which is why, you know, like I tell people, that's the point of creating these different products that, you know, we work with, because it's easy to tell y'all about it if I don't tell y'all some of the solutions, which I will be going into. But there has been plenty of toxicology programs and cell phone radiation study that's been out there that's relevant to humans, but remain a mystery to the masses. So let's get into this a little more, man, because it can induce cancers, significant damage to the heart, significant damage to other organs. Like, none of this is what ancient, you got to remember this, none of this is what ancient human beings were exposed to. Like, no ancient human beings, our grandmothers, our grandfathers. So a lot of people saying that, well, my grandmother ate pork and all a bunch of other different shit, but they didn't have all this technology around them as well. We have a lot more things that are consistently bad for us, probing us at all times. From the air quality in the United States, I know, is a lot much worse than it was starting off in the 30s, in the 40s. The particle matter in inner cities is terrible for our body. The food deserts that we live around is consistently terrible. The average person doesn't have nutrient available foods in low income housing areas and certain zip code areas. The cell phone and the radiation technology, especially when, and you got to ask yourself, I wonder if they said the iPhone 7 at one point in time, or even now, was like the worst one. So it's not even just the cell phones that are in the hands of the rich. But then also, it's like, what about these metro phones and the phones that only the poor can buy? Are they leaking even worse? These government phones that they giving them, right? So it's like, you're surrounded by so many different attacks. You're attacked by your food, your water, your technology, your air quality. So it's that you have to submit your own solutions, right? So that you'll be able to, you guard yourself and guard your frequency. So we talking about a frequency, we talking about a person's electromagnetic, you know what I mean, brain waves. Your brain waves are just electricity waves that are going off consistently, right? So every thought is an electrical wave, and this can be measured through machines. I think it's called, EFG machines, or one of those things. It was one of the first machines to actually measure brain activity. And so our people, I'm looking at it because I'm trying to figure out, as we teach people and give people information, but then your environment is counter to that information, you taking it in. The food that you eat is counter to the information, the environment, your friends, your family, your entertainment, everything is counter to living in your natural state and being at that highest level of self. So here you are trying to teach somebody to be a man, to be a woman, to be an entrepreneur, to be focused, to be disciplined, to be enlightened. But their entire lifestyle is counterproductive. Imagine a Buddhist living in a city with all of this technology trying to enlighten himself. That's not the reality. So in my book, I talk about city thinking versus nature thinking, and how in the city is where mental illness grows, right? Where that's where that mental illness grow, and the nature does not produce the mental illness. That's where the cure of the mental illness actually takes place. So a person has to find an abundance of nature within their life, especially if they're going to have city in their life. So right now, I need to go take me a nature walk. I need to go be in the nature at some point in time so I can receive the healing and allow my brain to adjust and my body to adjust, to be around greenery, to be around great air and oxygen, instead of all this carbon dioxide, instead of all this particle matter, instead of all of these unnatural realities that we live in consistently that we ingest every single day. So let's go in a little deeper. So what we did, of course, and that's the reason that, you know, we and that's the reason that we do the crowns, and I updated the crowns for some of them to have the EMF tech on the inside. So if you was to get, and I'm going to tell y'all some more things you can do, because me and my brother just partnered on a business as well to protect your vibrations, right? So in each one of these, you get one of these, right? You get one of the frequency crowns. The frequency crowns, I'm going to show you what's on the inside, and I also have a report somewhere, and I'll show you all how they work at one point in time, probably do a video. They can come with two Zorbs. The reason you got the Z, that Z is for Zorbs. So not only is this a beautiful construct, I have the number one luxury enlightenment brand in the world. And, you know, I went in an OG, man, he said that he gave me a reading of my aura and my energy. You know what I mean? And he said that this is cutting edge consciousness. And I love that statement, so I'm going to run with it for the rest of my life. But you see, it has these small absorbs in it. The absorbs what end up happening when the radiation that's over the above limits come in contact with the absorbs, it cuts down the radiation. So by the time that it actually gets to your body, it is not effective and it's not harmful to you. And there's other things that a person can do, like I wear different tiger's eyes and, you know what I mean, different things of that nature. We got the brand right there, One Mind in the Universe, that y'all see me put on my stories. The organites and those different things. People don't understand the reason people wear crystals, the reason people wear all these different things is so it's protect your actual frequency, to check your body from radiation, protect your body from multiple different things, you know what I mean, that can mess up. You telling a person to tap into their crown chakra and all of that, but how do they protect it, right? Most people have went to a point of higher enlightenment, but they can't stay there, right? Because their environment is not conducive for them to continuously be at that point of higher enlightenment. They have to try to fight for it, right? They have to consistently fight to be in that higher mind, to be in that higher state of bliss, to be in that higher state of harmony. So your body actually produces a field around it, right? So they studied this, and you can actually see that your heart actually has a field around it. So you have a short wave, right? And then you have a long wave one as well that's produced outward from your body. So how do you protect these things is that us as human beings, the reason that, you know, and so inside here we have the Zord, which is 20 oxide minerals compressed, heated and cooled, right? And in this heating cooling system compresses these minerals the same way you have crystals and things of that nature. This is 20 oxide minerals. And that interaction with the frequencies and the radiation short waves that. So therefore, it'll mess up your brain, right? So everybody needs to take some step, whether you're getting a crown, whether you're getting, you know, stuff from One Mind in the Universe, and you're protecting that higher energy. You have to find something that protects yourself. And so a lot of people think about things in like a spookism world because why? Because corporations haven't told you that's what you need to do. Why? Because they haven't figured out how they can present a problem and a solution at the same time. Right? So imagine if Apple starts selling crystals, everybody goes. The crystal dealers are now out. Right? Because we are waiting for the same person that gave us the problem to give us a solution. And that's why we so messed up. That's why we so messed up. So messed up. So I put together the first brand with headwear EMF tech in it. You know what I mean? First luxury brand with headwear EMF tech in the world. You know what I mean? That's my brand. You know what I mean? Luxury. You know what I mean? Aspirational stuff. Like, I didn't have to put this in there. This actually cost me more putting it in there because I don't profit off of it. It's just something that I know we need to start paying attention to because a lot of our people, if I'm going to teach you, then you have to be able to retain the information. You have to be able to focus. So what we do? We create the gold water. Gold water help you focus, help you tap in. So for those who always ask questions, yo, what is the gold water? So I'm going to give you an explanation. So for number one, the gold water is actually gold particles suspended in deionized water, right? Gold particles suspended in deionized water. Why is that important? Well, gold is a superconductor, right? So your body is an electrical system. So when you ingest gold, whether it's on a colloidal or monatomic, because we do both. We have colloidal gold and we have monatomic gold. So the gold creates, on a particle level being so small, it can have bioavailability. Get into your body on a cellular level. Once it gets into your body, it stimulates your system, your electrical system, meaning that it stimulates your brain. The reason that it's important that it stimulates your brain because specifically it stimulates the hippocampus area of your brain, which regulates mood, learning, and memory. And it's very important, you know, for your overall system. This same thing, right? Also, you're talking about your pineal gland when you're talking about the hippocampus area of your brain. So it stimulates the pineal gland, which also regulates melatonin within the body. Melatonin is the production of the chemical that allows you to get into a deep sleep, right? So when a person people have gave great testimonies and they said, Keys, it feels like my IQ has increased. It feels like I have a lot more mental clarity. My problem solving mind has increased. Yes, it's all over the internet, Google, YouTube research. There's books, the ancient Egyptians. You can look up the ancient Egyptians in colloidal gold. You can look up many different things on colloidal monatomic gold. Like, it's everywhere. This is the problem. A lot of people don't know about it. You know, everybody knows about colloidal silver, which is more of a cooling agent, and know about the properties. Everybody doesn't know. Google is your friend. YouTube is your friend. You can just look up monatomic colloidal gold, nano gold. They use it in cancer research, tumor research. They use it in a myriad of different things. But back to it. So what it does is, when you have that part of your brain that's stimulated, the hippocampus area of your brain that's stimulated, mood, learning, and memory, right? You find an increase, right? Because you're born with 0.06% gold within your body. So what we're doing is reintroducing the mineral within your body. And you can look up that fact as well, that you're born with gold in your body. So it's not that this is the first time you've had gold in your body, you're born with it. So the reintroducing of the mineral within your body revitalizes your system, right? So when you're talking about a person that whose hippocampus area of your brain is stimulated and it stimulates their pineal gland and your melatonin, you go into a deeper sleep. A lot of people have their first dream in years. They have their first dream in years because their brain was so asleep. Their brain hasn't been activated. They're not drinking water. They get no stimulation to that actual part of their brain. So when a person said they got their increase in overall well-being, it's because your mood has increased. There's a connection between inflammation and also depression as well. Gold is a natural anti-inflammatory, right? So they say that gold can be used as an antidepressant agent as well, right? So your memory increases, your mood increases, your learning increases. But more importantly, you get a deeper rest and sleep, right? So you go into that REM sleep, that deep sleep. And that deep sleep allows you to go into what? That lucid dreaming, right? No, it's not liquid gold. It's gold water, colloidal gold, and monatomic gold. So you go into that deep sleep, right? So now the average person does not move with imagination. They don't plan with imagination. They don't have creativity. The average person is stuck within the confines of their reality. They can't think beyond what they see. They can't imagine. They can't envision. They're stuck in survival mode. So when you go into a deep sleep, right? I'm going to put it up here. So when you go into a deep sleep, this is what happens. And you have a lucid dream. And lucid dream is when the dreamer realizes that they're dreaming. You know what I mean? And once you realize you're dreaming, you have more power over the control of your dream because it's really just your conscious inside your subconscious mind. Right? So now there's a famous inventor. When he realized he was dreaming, he used to come up with ideas. Because your brain and your subconscious mind doesn't follow the same pattern that it does in your conscious thinking, right? You can be a lot more creative and a lot more imaginative. Anything can go. You can conjure up all kind of ideas. But the average person that lives in poverty doesn't have time to what? To imagine, to create, to be creative, to think outside their reality. They don't have time to do that. So that's why the importance of dreaming is so important, because there's an inventor who would take the ideas that he took from his dream and he would execute on those things, and he became a 100 millionaire by doing this. Consistently, he does this today, right? So if you're not actually having a dream, then you can't actually dream while you awoke, right? You don't see, you all you see is your reality, but when you wake up, your brain activity is still supposed to be there. You can still imagine, and you can still look around and say, I see what is, but I'm not stuck by the resources of what I have. I plan with my imagination and create the visions that come out of my mind. That's how I do. I plan with imagination. I don't look around and say, what do I have? Let me see what I can build. I say, what's inside my mind? Let me see what I can envision. And if I can envision it, then I can produce it. That's why it's important. For one, number one, we need black people dreaming again. This is important. We need you lucid dreaming again. If you can envision it, then it produces a frequency, right? That frequency produces a feeling. That feeling produces a drive. Then that produces an explosive will. That explosive will produces an action. So you wake up and you have a vision, and then you work to produce that vision. But if you're not going to, you're not dreaming, your brain is dull, you're not drinking enough water, you're not stimulating your brain, you don't have any electrical activity, you're waking up depressed, you barely have your memory, and then over 25, the hippocampus area of your brain changes. So this is even more important for people that's over the age of 25. Most people over the age of 25, they used to say that you can't teach an old dog do tricks. And then they learn that, no, it's just a different way you have to learn to stimulate the brain. Right? So gold is one of those things that stimulates the hippocampus area of the brain. Now, as you're getting a deeper sleep, you wake up. Guess what? A lot of people don't know that they suffer from a lack of proper sleep. I'm talking about that deep sleep. Right? That deep sleep. Not that you got to wake up, you're abrupt. When you wake up, your mind is cloudy. Right? Because when you get a deep sleep, your brain secretes a fluid, right? You secrete a fluid over the brain and the ridges of your brain. And what it does is washing out the neurotoxins that's built up throughout the day, right? So when you can get a deep sleep, it's literally going through a brain wash. You go through a brain wash. But if you don't get enough sleep, then you wake up in the middle of the night. What do you wake up? Your brain feels like it's cloudy. It feels like it's stuff on your brain because it literally is. So your brain has to go into that deep sleep so it can actually wash away the neurotoxins of that sleep. So I make sure that I get a deep sleep. Why? Because I'm taking in so much information and dealing with so much. I want to have access to my thoughts. I want to have access to clear thinking. I want to wake up in the morning and my mind is ready. You're not supposed to wake up in the morning and your mind is trying to get started afterwards. No. You're supposed to wake up and your mind is ready because you already just got 8 hours of sleep. So why does your mind need to wake up even more? It just did everything. Once your phone is charged at 100% or 90%, you don't have to keep charging it. You don't have to wait to use your phone. It should be ready. That's how you know you're not getting a good night's rest. And so we don't look at these small little things and important sizes information. The average person can change their bed. Like, your bed is a great investment for you, right? It's a great investment because you want to make sure that when the time your body is recharging, that you're ready for that day. Otherwise, you're going to be going to half kilt and you only have so much decision-making power for your day anyway. So get you that sleep, right? And make sure you get that because that's how you're going to live longer as well. So when people get that good sleep, what happens is they wake up very clear. Every area of their brain is recharged and stimulated. You understand me? They wake up and they feel their mood adjust, right? So this is the reason. There's no magic to the gold. I'm giving you the science of it. You know what I mean? That most people don't tell you about, right? So that's part of the science. So you get to live longer. So people actually take in these different minerals. And every mineral just about can be taken down. There are some minerals that have toxicity once you take too much of them, right? Gold happens to not be one of those things. So reintroducing the gold to your body remineralizes you. And here's the issue that most of us have. Most of us will do this, is that we over audit liabilities. I mean, we over audit assets and we under audit liabilities, right? So the average person will go to a fast food joint. And because they know that this fast food joint or this food that they about to eat is not going to give them no return, guess what? They not going to overthink it. They just buy it. Cool, that's done. You buy some liquor, you're not expecting this liquor to make you feel better the next day. A liquor is actually a depressant, right? It lowers your inhibitions at the moment, but the reason you wake up the next day a lot of times hungover and depressed, you understand me? Because liquor is an actual natural depressant. Right. But nobody thinks about that. Anytime it's time for you to go stimulate your body or add minerals to it. Oh, that's the time we want to audit. We become the IRS. Does it do this, that, and the third? But when it's time for us to eat junk food and things that's no good for us and liabilities, and this is the reason that we don't have a wealthy mind, is because we have actually been programmed, right? Programmed to try liabilities without thinking because we know it does nothing for us. So the goal is, how do I do things for my people that helps them, right? You're not going to ever walk into a Gucci store, a Louis store, and they saying that they teaching you about EMF programming and cell phone radiation and technology. And not only is this doper than any of them, but they also added an addition to protect your frequency in your mind. This is what Black-owned business does. This is what our brand does. This is the luxury part of the business. It's the component where we get to teach you. Right. And then you get to wear aspirational things upside your mind. That's that aspirational stuff right there. So we tapped all the way in, man. We got the gold. You know what I'm saying? We got the, as you can see, man, I got the beads and everything. We tapped in. You know what I'm saying? The keys. I got the gold on me. I just got me a new key, man. Y'all see that black one with the 19? We tapped in right there. Then I got the red one. Then I got the blue one. You know what I'm saying? I got my collection up right now. The collection is up. So, yeah, man. So, you know, the goal is to get everybody on the gold, man, to get the whole world on the gold, really. And this is just one product. We're working on introducing more and more and more and more and more. Golden, there is no samples. We have sold, for the last 3 to 4 months, we sold over 1,000. We're not really here to try to sell anybody on anything. For the people that's ready to jump in, the people that's ready to tap in, the people that's ready to try it, then you try it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really here to sell you. I'm just telling you the facts upon the information, and you can make that decision. Like I said, our people over audit assets and under audit liabilities. You know what I'm talking about? You don't go to the club and say, let me try it. Let me just go in there and see what happens, and then can I come back out and see if my money is worth it? Nah. You know what I mean? It's like drinking water. It's like, you don't try drink water to see if it's good for you. You drink water for the rest of your life because you need water. You know what I'm talking about? Like, go look at the chemicals in the food that we eat consistently every day. You know what I mean? A good brother Yatter that said something powerful. He said there's a reason they have a health food department in a grocery store, because everything else is death food. There won't be a pink key unless you're paying $1,900 for a custom-made 14-karat gold. We are people always want everything we don't have. You can't win. Can't win. You know what I mean? You get gold, they want silver. You get silver, they want copper. You get copper, they want jade. You get jade, they want amethyst. You get amethyst, they want celestine. You get celestine, they want some other thing. They want diamond. You get the diamond. They want ruby. You get the ruby, they want sapphire. You know what I'm talking about? Like, let us grow and build. If I had the ability to produce everything that everybody wanted, I would be the richest man on the planet Earth. You know what I mean? Yeah, he said they use great every spacecraft. That's right. You know what I mean? That's right. See, my brother Citizen Convict know what he talking about, man. So it's like, I just want our people, man. It's like, you know what? It's so hard because the cure, the disease is so tasty, right? You can make something that's wrapped in a disease with 60 chemicals in it at Popeyes taste so good and have people down the street lined up for it. You can say you got a Beyond Meat and paint your KFC green and have people down the street lined up for it. It tastes so good. The disease is so tasty. But then your mama, auntie, uncle, sons, daughters going to be dying of cancer and diabetes. And the healthy people over there are like, well, we tried to tell y'all. Now y'all want to raise money for these cancers and these funerals. Nah, because y'all laughed and scoffed at us and said y'all just living y'all one life. All right, but who paying for your one funeral? Who paying for your cancer research and the chemo and all that other extra stuff you take that's just killing you even more? When is the products is preventative measures. This is preventative science, preventative solutions, right? So a person goes and, you know, they end up broke by the age of 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, and they had the time to observe Derrick Grace in-home banking, and they could have learned something, utilized it, took the research, and applied it. But then later on down the line, they said, damn, bro, help me out. It's like, nah, if a person produces a solution, it's up to you. But guess what? The solution is usually bitter. But bitter is the taste of nature. The things that are bitter are better. Now, the thing about the gold water, don't really have a taste. It tastes good. You just taste it and it's good for you. But that's the reality of the solution. That's how we think of it. We say, nah, I don't want it. It's not sweet enough. I'm the opposite because I know everything that's built out of pain creates growth, right? If it has pain, then it has growth in it. You understand me? Anything that you have to go work for diligently, it has growth in it. They are scientists of diseases. Johnson & Johnson had to pay out over 200 something million dollars, right, for their their addition to the opiate crisis somewhere. I forgot where it was. But these pharmaceutical companies, Advil, Tylenol, and the rest of them get to live and get to have abundance off of us, our daily headaches, right, our daily illnesses. And the doctors, because the doctors are not healers. That's the difference. And most people think that doctors are healers. right? So it's legally, you have to say, go check your doctor. People ask me, you got to say, go check your doctor. But the doctor only knows what they studied from the schools, and the schools only know what they are allowed to legally teach. And they can only legally teach what's actually given from the government. Yeah, $572 million. So the doctors are not the healers. The doctors don't have to speak the truth. The doctors work for the pharmaceutical companies. The pharmaceutical companies deliver the drugs to the doctors, provide them incentives so that they can give it to you. Then you take the drugs that have side effects that include things like suicide. You have a drug that includes a side effect of suicide. Doctors are not curers. They're not healers, right? They are workers. So we have to say, damn, you have to go to somebody that has your best interests at heart. That's the only people you go to for the healing. The society that we live in baffles me every single day. But I realized I was talking with my Uber driver. And I was talking about, we were talking about what was happening over there in Iran and what happens all around the world. And we live in realities with very corrupt regimes, very corrupt governments, heads of state and everything. And we was talking about global warming. And I was telling him the people will not care about global warming. The people won't care about global warming. They won't. Why? Because it's too big of a problem. It's too long stretched of a problem. Unless there start being tornadoes in the middle of Los Angeles, right? People won't care, right? Unless it's directly affecting them right now, because people only know how to important size information for short-term thinking. The average person, the average mother or father that's working a job, they're not worrying about whether this food is GMO or good for them. They're just trying to feed their family and put some food on their table so that they can eat for Friday night. They trying to figure out how to get the money for the food. So by the time they spent all of their energy on trying to figure out how to get the money for the food, they don't have time to differentiate whether this have nutrients, this is going to be good for the child's brain production, and this is going to curb the cancer and the diabetes that's running in the family. No. And big corporate knows this. Big corporate are not sending out pamphlets to every family in America saying, this is your nutrient guide. This is what you should be eating. No company is doing that. So no company cares. All company is about capital. So the average person is at fault, right? And then the average leader realizes that the people don't care. So if I run off on something that the people don't care, then I'm going to lose my position of power. So they find something that the people do care about, hot topic, an emotional topic, something that's short-sighted or short-term that they can run on to get them power and keep them in office. Because here they talking about global warming. You got some cat in the hood or some average 62-year-old voter. They don't care about none of that. No. So they run off hope and they run off faith and they run off small measures. You know what I mean? Because they know that the big ideas are too big for the average citizen. Mind to even think about. The average person don't want to think about. They want leadership. The average person wants to be led. They just wants to live in their bubble. They just want some food, clothes, and shelter, be comfortable and stress-free, be with their family and whatever. They don't want to be a leader. So that's the reality that we live in, and that's the reality that we actually go with. So it says, you know what? This all I'm going to do is I'm not about to focus on the big issues that I know exist. You know how many people I'm sure come to politicians with real issues, but the politicians know the people too well that if they come to the people with the real issues, then the people will not follow them. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told Dr. Sebi that, yes, people shouldn't be eating no meat. But he knew that he couldn't tell black people to not eat meat in the 30s and 40s. They would have ran away from him. The average person that I met when I was younger, and the reason they told me they had never rocked with the Nation of Islam, they said the biggest thing was they didn't want to give up pork. So they didn't want to give up something bad for them to be involved in something that they believed in that would be something good for them. We're not willing to sacrifice in order to get to where we want to be. So what do? You have to give people short-term incentives in order to get them to sign up, in order to get them to be involved. So you got to put the medicine in the candy jar, right? Because you know people want the candy. They don't want the medicine. But if you could make the medicine taste like the candy or trick the people in thinking that that this is candy and not medicine, then you can get them to do what's right for them. We just now getting some people because we're interconnected with this thing called the internet and we can communicate to broader and wider audiences. So the politicians don't even bring them in slowly. The politicians go with the people's intelligence, the people's curation of consciousness. You cannot. Here's one thing that we've had an issue with for a long time. And I like in Lupe Fiasco type of rap to this case study. Lupe Fiasco started off with very smart, intelligent, high luxury raps. Very smart, intelligent. But he was ahead of his time. Like many people, Tesla was ahead of his time in the energy sector and electricity. A lot of people ahead of their time. When you're ahead of your time, that's not good. It's good for you to be there, but you have to know where the people are. You have to do like Apple does. Apple says, yes, we know we got these products that we could release, but this is too much for them. We have to release it incrementally. We have to give them updates, right? So you give them the operating system of thought, but you don't give them everything all at once, right? You give them updates little by little, because if you go too ahead of the people, you want to lose them. You want to leave them left behind. The goal is to be in time and on time. But see, that takes a higher level of observation than just being a futurist, than just being a visionary. Because if you act ahead of the people, then they can never be on time with you. So you lose them. And by the time that they catch up to where you are, what ended up happening to those people that were ahead of those times? We lose them. They become lost by the time it's time for them to actually utilize their gift. By the time it's time for the people to say, oh, I'm ready now, we're here. So what the government does and what anybody does is they raise the consciousness and the frequency of the people first before introducing new ideas. That's like if you're in a relationship with a person, you got to be in there. You got to put some time in before you just start introducing new ideas and stuff. You don't just meet a girl and be like, you know what, let's move in together. Nah, you know what I'm talking about? Wait a minute. We gotta have a relationship first. Yeah, you see the vision. It probably could have went there, but you're ahead of your time right now. You know what I'm saying? Even if you came from the future and you met your wife, you still got to go through the relationship before y'all can actually get to the possibility. You can't just be ahead of your time, B. You have to be in time and on time. You still have to do things within the rhythm and the consciousness of the people. You have to allow them to keep growing to accept new ideas. I always use this analogy, and now this analogy has died out. I've been using this analogy for years. I said that if a robot walked down the street, it could be 20 feet tall. We would only trip off of it for a few minutes. It'll be gone. Why? Because the amount of things that the person has been introduced to, the amount of things, the information on Google, YouTube, movies, entertainment that we've been introduced to won't even give it too much shock value anymore. So it's easier to impregnate the minds of people of things that used to would have been crazy to them. The government can introduce all sort of new ideas and tell you about things that they're doing. When in the early 90s and 80s and 70s, those were the reasons that people took up terrorism because they were fighting against the government because they didn't like the implemented ideas that the government was giving them. Today, people just scroll past it on their phone like, that's crazy. Because the consciousness has raised, so it's easier to introduce crazy ideas. There's a group right now on Facebook that talks about pedosexual and getting people to understand their lifestyle, right? And getting people to think that this is a normal thing. But instead of people being enraged by this, we allow them to take Farrakhan off the platform. We've been super desensitized. So now you can introduce all sorts of ideas to the people that normally a natural mind that is not introduced to all this craziness wouldn't even tripped off of. But if you have a person that's been doing crack and heroin and all kind of different things, you can introduce almost any drug to them at them. And that's kind of how this information age is. It's like you're just giving us all these different things. So a person like, well, I'll try this one too. So now it's very hard for the people to revolt against the government because it's very hard to shock the people into action. It's very hard to produce that explosive will to where people want to be like, no, this is absurd. So it's harder to make and manifest change. It's harder to get people to do the right thing now. So when you introduce to them a cure, I've heard talk about a cure for HIV. That news didn't get blasted. They said that there was two patients that was cured of it. Why isn't this the hugest news in the world? People are more emotionally attached to the problem than they are the solution. People are more emotionally attached to the disease of HIV, the deaths, the curation of the sensationalism of the issue. There's been a million documentaries on the problem, but the cure? Why nobody doing more documentaries on this? Why are we not highlighting this and observing this so it sparks more power, more minds to be involved? That's crazy, right? We're more emotionally attached to the problem and the disease than we are the cure. The cure is like, all right, cool, I'll take it. You don't get excited about the cure, but the disease is like, no, I hate that. So it has an emotional, explosive will attached to it. You want to produce an action. You want to get involved. When you have somebody that's too good for you, you have this sense of privilege, like you deserve it. Something that's too good. A candidate appears as too good, like, yo, I'm gonna be the perfect candidate for you. Nah, you need somebody that can provoke you in your short-term thinking to explode your will. The Goldwater link in the bio, you can follow the Goldwater page. So I always tell people we have to be super intentional in supporting the solutions, the solution-based thinkers, and the cures that exist within our reality. We literally have to. There's some people that understand this idea. There's some people that understand this reality. And those who do, they take action and they support those and they get behind the minds that will produce the reality for the new world. Like, you had, what's his name? Steve Jobs. They got millions of dollars in funding. Millions of dollars in funding. Millions of dollars in funding. And all of these white geniuses and visionaries had benefactors that provided and pushed out millions of dollars in funding to see what they can do for their world. But in our community, nobody believes in you until you go do it all yourself. And they still don't believe in you. We still skeptical of each other. White people will put $100 million in the idea of somebody else just for the possibility that it might work. But we don't even give ourselves, we don't even give each other a second chance. They get to go bankrupt at the bankrupt at the bankrupt, and then the idea pops off. I didn't like them. That was a scam. That was this. Didn't even get to see the full potential blossom in our community. We don't love each other enough to see each other fail and retry. I'll give you $500 million just to see what you can do. Imagine if we did that to each other. To where, you know what? I don't give a damn if that person over there did it wrong. We still go give you this because you're not them. Why are we branding one person with the mistakes of the other? White people have a privilege to where they don't have to share each other's mistakes. They don't. It doesn't go into the brand of white supremacy. But black excellence, we deny each other by every failure that the next person took. Why you think that Marcus Garvey was one of the most successful people in the last 100 years as of raising money from our people? Still nobody beat that man in the amount of money he raised. That was 100 years ago. We got technology and cell phones. You telling me that we don't believe in each other in that much for the last 100 years? And my brother Idris, genius, God, architect. Uber had to call him. Facebook had to call him. Apple had to call him. Tesla, I bet a bunch of other people. Why are we not looking at bro and being like, yo, let's figure out how we can put $100 million in your pocket and see what you can do on your own. Let's figure out how we can get you $1 billion to see what you can do. Why aren't the big billionaires calling him? Why Oprah ain't calling him? Robert ain't calling him? So the people got to call him. Because what ended up happening to the reality of our geniuses is they end up having to go work for the enemy because the enemy backs them. The enemy takes our spiritual, powerful leaders and talent, and they say, the Jews and everybody else say, you know what? I'll give you a deal. I'll give you a deal. Nobody in your hood believe in you. Come over here. Yeah, I got a deal for you. They invest in them. This person gets bid, and we mad at this person that invested into them. And then we trying to tell this person that that person is evil. He said, hell no, this is the only person that believed in me. It's very hard to tell a person that that's a devil when they're the only person that invested into you. Very, 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 very hard. So as I see very powerful leaders every single day, they fighting for just belief. They fighting for a little love from our people. And then they realize this is not the way it works. And the higher you go up, the higher your decision making changes, because they say, you know what? I'm fighting for people who can't see my vision. They have mental myopia. The ability to only, they only important size information for short term thinking. They can't see the long term strategy. They don't have 20/20 vision. They got to get closer before they can see what I'm doing. 20/20 vision meaning I can see it from 20 feet away. 20/40 mean I got to get a lot closer. But if I got 20/10 vision, I can see it halfway before anybody else sees it. But I can describe what I see to others and get them to believe in me. That's why it's important when people believe in you. Because you can have a vision. You ain't got to see my vision. Just believe in me. Because I got 20/20 vision, or I got 20/20 or 10 vision, or 25 vision, or 20/0 vision. I can see what nobody else can see. The curse of the visionaries is nobody else sees it. We plan with imagination and wisdom. So it's like I'm trying to describe it to the people, but they say, I don't see it. I don't believe you because I can't see it. Because they look in what they sight instead of what they mind. Because their mind, right, doesn't have fecundity. It doesn't produce ideas. The hippocampus area of the brain is not in motion. That's not stimulated. They ain't drinking their gold water. So we deal with this reality. There's a lot of young men and a lot of young women out here that are powerful. Very powerful. And I want to give this shout out to women real quick. Women, y'all have the ability to work with each other in an unprecedented manner that I've seen in a long time. I've seen women create these groups and y'all push each other forward. You understand me? These girls supporting these girls and this girl supporting this girl. They got this event, this party, they all coming together. I've tried to do that. I've been working on that for a long time. It's not easy. So when I see it happening, I gotta appreciate it. Because they know how to work together. You get mad at the hot girl summer, but they supporting her. You know what I'm talking about? I see these women out here supporting each other. But men have such an egoist problem that it's very hard to get each other to work together, even when they know it'll be good for them. We know it's going to work out. That ain't even a problem. That ain't the problem. We don't want to share the spotlight. Oh, I didn't come up with the... I didn't do this. My name is not on this. I want to be. Even though we know that that's the solution. So, we also have a lack of communication issue. All of these young guys out here know about each other's existence. I run into so many people. Keys, I love what you do. I'm tapped in. I respect the word. I'm talking about powerful people, millionaires, billionaires, famous celebrities, leaders, politics. They be tapped in, but nobody actually taps in. So what I've been doing lately is people that I believe should know about each other, I've been trying to figure out how I connect these people together because we have a lack of communication in our reality. The leaders don't talk to the leaders. The leaders don't talk to the leaders. We scared of each other. I respect that brother, but I don't know. This might not work with my brand. Well, speak to these people in private. Create that underground system of communication so that we can have a one agenda. You do it your way, I do it my way, but we still working together. We afraid to support each other because we afraid to lose the opportunities that come from the people that we actually don't even respect. But guess what? They got the funds and they believe in us. We don't believe we see each other. We nod and be like, "Oh, that brother, bro, I can't wait. I'm about to compete with that brother. I'm going to be as big as him. Or I want to do this, that, and the third." No, you collaborate with your brothers and you compete with the others. Collaborate with your brothers and compete with the others. Collaborate with your brothers and compete with the others. That's the way it works. So that's the goal. Is to create a system of intercommunication between the leaders around the world within our community. To get all of these powerful individuals that we see working together. Like, why the hell don't y'all know each other? How come y'all not building together? Huh? How come you didn't get this person a seat at the table? How come we not practicing inclusion? But when the opposition includes us in theirs, right, then you got to have solidarity with them. I told you the formula for unity already is inclusion, solidarity, then unity. That's the formula. So in the women's movement, what did happen? White women, LGBT, they said, oh yeah, we're going to intersect and practice inclusion with them. So now they're forced to have solidarity in all their political movements. So I appreciate y'all for tapping in. Let's continue to work together. Continue to diffuse ego. Continue to push past the pain of this lack of progress and work together. Continue to communicate. Continue to provide opportunities for others. Continue to share each other. Continue to be intentional in our support. And remember that we're going to win this at the end. Regardless of how much going on, we're going to win this. Thank y'all. Appreciate y'all for tapping in. Make sure you go to Goldwater if you order 2 bottles or more. I mean, get free shipping for the rest of this month. The month is almost over. Goldwater.com. Get your crowns. Make sure you join the platform. Oh, Me Too, One Mind, the Universe. Get your wristbands, beads, all of the other great things, man. Y'all be blessed. Continue to be God. You know who you are. Unlock your mind. And then unlock the next person's mind. Let's just hand out these keys. Peace. All right, family, that was another episode of 19 Keys, Electrical Conversations and Thought Patterns. I appreciate y'all for tapping in. If you would like to sponsor the podcast, you can always go to the1nightkeys@gmail.com, and we can have a commercial with your business at the front of the podcast and in the middle. I appreciate you for tapping in, as always. This is Young Rich Black God, 19 Keys, and I'm tapping out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.